You're listening to the New Old Heads podcast, shot live every Tuesday at twitch.tv/newoldheads and released every Thursday at noon via bringingdowntheband.com. The show is brought to you by Coleman Dental, Printfinity, Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the show directly by becoming a member at patreon.com/newoldheads.
You are now tuned in to the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. Crew is in the building. My man Jay Moore is handling some business on his phone, I guess. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, you know. Yeah. Staying hydrated, staying moisturized. It's the, you know, you get to be my age. That's the only way you do it.
Okay, how was your weekend?
I stayed busy this weekend. I know I've seen a lot of people who were on boats and at barbecues. I spent my holiday getting to the money.
I heard that. Get to that bread. I saw some people stunned on the grill. Some people was cooking on the grill. Some people was stunned on the grill. I saw a little bit of both. So
some of y'all need to keep them grill videos to yourselves. You out there handing out salmonella for the holiday.
It needs you can't eat everybody barbecue.
It needs
that
to stop.
That is bad.
My man DJ J Diff is in the captain's seat. How are you, sir?
Salutations. I'm good.
Representing ATLians, I see you today.
Yeah.
And is that custom? It got Big Boy or Dre on the back? Or no. Got your name on the back?
This is a Braves jersey.
Okay. I ain't counting your pockets, brother. No.
I didn't say anything about it. You sound like you.
I sound ready to count.
When somebody says, I'm not counting like your pockets, I was like, that's exactly what you're doing.
Excuse me, brother. I'm going to let you live. Uh-huh. Jersey's fire, though.
Thank you.
You know, I give flowers.
Is that what that is?
When necessary, yeah. All the right. Maple Leafs joint is cold, too, now. I give flowers.
Yeah, it's just a little something I picked up on in my travels.
My balling friends.
Okay, you can have more than $5 around this dude. You got $5?
Yeah.
Gonna and say an extra value meal?
Don't say you balling.
Be like, oh, you got on socks with no holes in them. Must be balling.
A special guest with us today now. Mud Kids representative, official OG. Now, I've always given this man his flowers as one of the coldest freestyle rappers I've ever heard in my life. But now I can actually say it with him sitting here. Easily top five of the people that I've ever seen in my life that can freestyle off the top of their head. My man is an incredible MC. Long time friend, family of the show, and the homie, man, the homie Skiz is in the building. How are you, sir?
Great.
Good to see you, bro.
Same.
So here's a tweet, and this is not from anybody specific. It's just, you know, somebody was screenshotting tweets. It says, y'all co-sign his Nazi fetish, but demonize Ye for saying love everyone. I can't stand y'all N-words. This is one person to post. I understand aesthetic and the series name and whatnot, but you might want to tone it down a little bit. So Westside Gunn comes in and says, the Westside Gunn hate is the best ish on the internet, because while I'm getting hated on, I'm either in my mansion, luxury vehicle, island with the entire family, or a 5-star something in the best clothes money can buy, smelling great and worth millions. So as it relates to this series, is there some meat on the bone as it relates to the conversation with him versus Kanye? Is that a fair comparison in terms of, you know, how he worded that? Or is this pretty much a reach at this point? Because this series has been out for a while.
This is a complete reach.
Reach 100%?
By somebody who probably wants a free pair of Yeezys.
Oh, wow.
You know, once again, it's like, hey, here's your late pass, buddy.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, maybe these are the things that sometimes pop up on a slow news week when everybody's getting ready to go on vacation.
Right.
You know, I understand why, you know, because I thought it was a bit jarring when I saw
it was initially,
you know, but then when he describes it, he was like, you know, but y'all let, you know, the Devil Wears Prada rock, you know, like that was kind of his justification for it.
I mean, that's because that's a play of off of that terminology, too.
Yeah. Right. And also, you know, he doesn't, at least in his interviews or when, you know, as much as I listen to West Guy, talk about a love and admiration for Adolf.
Right.
So I think you're talking about something completely different. Like when you get a chance to people to interview Kanye. And the thing is, they say this isn't something that's new for him.
Right.
You know, that he's talked about this extensively, not only in, you know, to his personal conversations, but, you know, when he was having the meetings with the people who worked at Adidas with him, like he would say these things, you know. So
and he released a photo too of I guess he's about to drop another one that got crazy, you know, symbolism. So
Lone said that was a fake album cover.
Oh, was it fake? Was that fake? Okay.
So I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Westside Gunn is talented enough, and people,
I mean, he's still associated
are into
though.
His music enough. But I honestly think in this climate, I think it's time to set that aside.
Okay.
You know, I would, but I know that once again, that's not what his music is about. He's not out here telling you about how great Adolf is right. in any way, shape, or form. So, I mean, to compare him to Kanye West, who's out here trying to say love everybody, but, you know, he said he had to watch a Jonah Hill movie to maybe put aside some of his love for Adolf. I mean, like, first of all, that's not serious.
Right.
Second of all, you have a track record of being way too infatuated with somebody who would have your children sterilized. So, right. I mean, but you know, he doesn't know that because he doesn't read.
I actually haven't read any book. Reading is like eating Brussels sprouts.
So that's
he did say that.
Yeah. So I mean, that's not me casting, you know, some sort of hate towards Kanye. He has said on record, I don't read. And once again, I think anybody who would bring this up and make it seem like this is some sort of real conversation to have comparing Kanye to West Side Gun.
Right.
Once again, these are Kanye stans.
It's the LeBron thing.
Who are really reaching.
What do you mean when you say it's the LeBron thing?
It's the LeBron thing. It's like whoever does something, you have to pull somebody else into the conversation that's done something similar, mm-hmm. but not the same. It's like you have to keep talking about Kanye West for things he has nothing to do with. Just like yesterday when the Celtics won, LeBron had nothing to do with that. So why are we talking about LeBron? That's what I'm saying. It's a similar comparison to where you're comparing this with that, and it doesn't have anything to do with that. As far as talking about love and stuff, like, I mean, he's addressed why he does this
right
series that he does,
yeah,
the mixtape series,
and it's not, and to Jay Moore's point, it's not new.
It has nothing to do with that. So if you actually haven't listened or heard it or understand the concept, then you won't get it, and you might, you know, be a little butthurt about it or something. But
he just, that's a spinoff of like the Devil's Wear Prada movie, Hitler Wear Hermes, you know what I mean?
Other than that, I just think it's
nothing too much there.
Just gonna be more people that want to listen to his album.
Mm-hmm. What you think, Skits?
I'd be repetitive at this point.
Honestly, everybody pretty much covered it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, man, this one here seems like a reach. I mean, he's consistently, since I've been following them, like, this has been a part of the lineage, if you will, of them and
Dad Wrestling.
Huh? Dad Wrestling.
Wrestling, yeah.
Yeah, he's been consistent with that. And, yeah. and to his credit, they have flipped that and turned it into a very lucrative flip as it relates to the merch. We'll mm-hmm. just say that. Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you attend the Griselda show, you see them $60 hoodies with the
60.
The third eye joints. And,
yeah,
and
them mugs go up in prices. It was limited. So a lot of them started at like
$100. And on the secondary market, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the resale joints. And I see, to his credit, I see on IG or anything, there's, you know, at least when they were first starting, multiple boxes just stacked up in the crib, and he's getting them out and they mailing them and shipping them out. So these dudes making that paper off that merch.
So that's how you're able to buy them fly clothes.
Mm,
that's where the fly guy.
Man, look, that's how you have to do it in this new music economy. You know, you have to look, since you can't really sell music, you got to sell something.
I was having a conversation about artists, you know, older artists that are still, you know, out here on the road and performing. And, you know, the person I was talking to was like, man, I don't understand why these acts are out here and these old acts still trying to hold on. I said, still trying to hold on?
That's their job.
That's exactly, bro. Like, what do you mean they still trying to hold on? Like, it's a bag out there. You're still healthy.
Why are you still going to work, sir? You ain't done paying bills yet. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, Janet Jackson is not still trying to hold on, brother. Like, she can go anywhere, clearly. Sell that joint out if she wants to.
They still love it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
I mean, they're
bro.
In a position to where they already have what they wanted to do. They have their dream job, essentially.
Mm. True.
What do I need to stop for? I mean, I'm doing this because I love it. I'm going to go out here, get this big bag real quick, and I'm going to go sit down again for a while.
Yeah.
You'll see me pop out at award shows and people getting stars on the Hollywood Boardwalk of Fame.
Well, do you guys think that artists now, the importance of performing, because social media has opened everything up. So now you can get on Instagram and go live. You can interact with so many people. Do you guys think that just the concept of performing or interacting with fans from a live standpoint, do you guys think that's been pushed back a little bit because of how much interactive social media is? Or do you think it's a lot of artists that still want to get out there and get on the road?
I think these legacy tours in 20 years are going to look kind of crazy just because,
you think so?
You know, some of these people never really got out and had to make their name as performers. You know, when we talk about Janet Jackson,
right?
Or, you know, when New Edition came back, you know, and they've done basically a legacy tour 2 years in a row,
yep,
and been able to sell out basketball arenas.
Not to mention the,
with no songs on the radio.
True. Not to mention what they do as their solo groups.
Yeah,
yeah.
They like they've been to the Midwest every year for the past probably 6-7 years, yeah, minus pandemic year.
True.
And these are guys that, you know, they would tell you, it's like, look, we had to get out here and put on a good show because we weren't making any money selling records.
Right.
Because, you know, we were in these bad deals. You know, everybody is our social media stars. You
right.
can't put them on a stage in front of 20,000 people. And, you know, they don't have any routines, no light show. There's nothing for people to reminisce about.
Right.
You know, and that's unfortunate. You know, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just haven't seen the right artists.
Right.
You know, but.
When? Some of them out there, like, I can see people like a Catriona or a Masego.
Okay,
you know what
okay.
I'm saying.
When, even once Bruno they up Mars, in that,
yeah,
you know, Bruno Mars. I see them in 20 years still able to say, "Hey, remember this?" and get people who really were of age at that time to say, "Okay, I'll pay $200 to see that, just to give me that feeling."
Right.
You know, but there are a lot of artists. Unfortunately, now we talked about these artists that I think that we should start booing off the stage because they can't perform.
You know? Nate Jeezy said, "Ari Lennox."
Yeah,
Stone said Anderson .Paak. Yeah, all these people are definitely going to be legacy artists that people are still going to pay to see.
But I'm talking about. Well, maybe I'm more talking about the rappers who I see lip syncing. You know,
that's
I know. If I see LL Cool J, he's not going to have a backing track.
True.
I know if I go see Rakim, he might not have a DJ with him anymore, but he's going to get up there and rap every word because I've already seen him do it before, you know. So now a lot of these young rappers who, like I said, we need to start booing these people off the stage, you know, who can't even lip sync correctly to the song, the one or two songs that they have. In 20 years, I'm not going to have any type of nostalgia for that. Maybe the bar has been lowered.
That's very, I know what you, that's ignorant. What he just put in the chat.
He said, if Guns N' Roses, this is Brother to the Night, shout out to Brother to the Night. Guns N' Roses, Metallica, Aerosmith, etc. can tour. Why can't another bad creation or the boys get a few takes? Well, I'm going to tell you.
tell him why they can't get a few dates, please.
They might be able to
come play at the fairgrounds, Marion County Fair. Not on the main stage, though. They don't have enough hits.
Yo, why you play them and put them on the fairgrounds, though?
Those was my guys back in the day, but I got to keep it real. Another Bad Creation had one good album. The next one was trash.
They had two bangers, though, with Playground and I.
That's on the
two,
same okay, album.
That's 9 minutes. You got to have a longer than nine-minute show.
Go ahead, Skiz.
I'm just saying, you can't be as old as they are now singing about Aisha and on the playground.
They don't have nothing to follow up with that.
It's the pickleball court now.
Yeah. The boys.
They get out here and say, down my heart. I just don't think they want to.
Nah, they probably don't want to. And what's the name? One of them live in Africa now.
I think they call themselves like the Sons of Light or something now.
Something like that.
Because they all had like wild African names. And
they did.
Like,
they was real Afrocentric.
Yeah, so.
Their parents probably wore dashikis and kente cloth around the house, so.
You know, if they came back out, I feel like if the boys put together, I feel like the boys had enough material, they could put together a nice little half hour show and open up for somebody.
They might be able to.
Another Bad Creation.
Nah.
First of all, y'all, they're so far gone. They don't look anything like them kids. You could trot five people out and say, this is Another Bad Creation, and I would have to believe you.
They might have to come just sign autographs at Comic-Con or something, man.
Comic-Con?
Who's opening for them?
That's a good question.
But, you know, nobody's. No.
Criss-cross?
Another Bad Creation? No, because there's only one.
Criss-cross.
Yeah. Recipes.
They had more hits, though. Criss-cross had more hits than Buffing them together.
Definitely.
I feel like, okay, maybe we could have Another Bad Creation open up for the boys.
Hey, on the low, though.
That would turn into a TV show. That would turn into the Escape SWV show. Because one group would think that they're supposed to be ones to be the headliner. Versus the other one.
Yeah, it could turn.
Hey, on the low though, gentlemen, if we being honest, Soul For Real, they still out there getting bread.
Brother to the Night said they can open for him.
Oh, did he say that for real?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Wow,
so
they still getting bread. Skits. Soul For Real still performing.
Yeah, Lone said Turquoise Jeep would be the closers.
First of all, yeah.
Oh, they'll close it out.
First of all, I've seen them perform more than once. They put on a great show.
I'm getting tickets for that.
Yeah. You going?
Oh, Turquoise Jeep closing it out.
I've got
they smanging.
No doubt.
Saw them at the Hi-Fi. They put on an excellent show.
Overwhelming slice in the chat said ABC, the boys, and Shaheem. That's the lineup.
Shaheem just got out of jail not too long
ago. He did.
He need bread.
Say that about Shaheem. I would say that about Shaheem at almost any time. Yeah, he just almost got it. He just got out of jail.
I'd go to support Shaheem. I'd rock. I'd go see Shaheem.
What song you know from Shaheem?
Yeah, okay.
See, there we go.
Just sounded like something good you were supposed to do.
They did, didn't
being,
it?
Being a hip hop.
Yeah, I was supposed to say that. I'm going to go
you know, the woo like to, yeah. Like, no,
nah, you know the dude that got popped in the Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls video.
You have to bring up stuff that has nothing to do with hip hop. He's like, no, yo, he was in Original Gangsters with Jim Brown and them.
Yeah, he from Gary.
I can't call the name, but I know Shaheem had a couple.
He'd be
I
like,
know
yeah, Shaheem and A Plus.
Wow. Shaheem is closing for A Plus.
The youngsters.
The youngsters.
Matter of fact, yeah, the youngsters might close.
Hip hop ride and
gonna be a small venue.
Man, I'm telling you, fairground.
What you do
the
is
Marion
you,
County
if you,
fairground.
Get, if you get enough of them together.
So Shaheem.
This sounds like we're tearing these people down.
We're not. No. No, we're not. Because we grew up on these all these acts.
Okay, so Shaheem.
A Plus.
ABC.
ABC.
Soul for Real and the Boys.
And the Boys. Who closes?
Turquoise Jeep. They'd have to flip a coin every night.
You know what? I'll tell you exactly who closes, because this song still rings off like it's new. You would have Soul for Real close because Candy Rain still goes off in the club every Saturday night.
Every week that song gets played somewhere in America multiple times.
So
can't really say the same thing for Aisha or Down My Heart. But I mean, I'll sneak them both in, and it'll still go. Mm-hmm. But you're not gonna play that every set.
I ain't gonna hold you. I was rocking with ABC.
That's cool.
Is that okay? You dissed me last week and said because I was rocking with Tag Team.
And that's totally different.
I mean, honestly, you deserved
that. You know. That's like
they clowned me last week because I said I rock with Tag Team.
No, not yeah, you. Just man. Didn't say you rock with them. I went to the store and got the tape.
Yeah, I bought it. I bought the maxi single skits.
Ronnie
for Tag Darko Team.
Said. Perfect Gentleman opens for everybody. There you go. That's a hit lineup.
Yeah, there
Let's
you go
ahead and get the TV show popping, too. Get the paperwork.
You get all those people.
They probably would get more ratings on the TV show than they would the actual tour. Or it would make people come to the tour if they had the TV show.
Did you buy Tag Team's?
No, you didn't.
Man. You the only one.
No.
You the only one, man.
You ain't listen to it?
I did.
Okay.
Because it was on the radio.
Yeah, you couldn't get away from it.
And MTV.
Correct.
Because
cop, though.
BET gave
it
a little play.
I did not seek it out.
So, it's been an anniversary for the story of Adidon. But Ebro says it's a major L that shifted the universe. And he's saying it put a ceiling on Drake's legend. Basically saying that, you know, Drake is an elite artist, but that took him down a rung or is going to keep him from being, quote-unquote, whatever. Now, there were some responses to this, and the real question for me is, why is legacy always talked about as it relates to artists that are currently or still making music? And it goes the same way for sports.
That doesn't matter.
You don't think so?
Absolutely not.
I hate the conversation because your story is still being written.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a blimp for that moment in time.
But this has no effect on his legacy.
No effect. I mean, Pusha served him. He really didn't make it. He has little sneak jabs here and there, but it doesn't amount to that song. Okay, he got off. Pusha got off on that song.
He got off.
But his album sales and popularity still don't equate to what Drake is. So Drake can technically still say, I win.
Because of
I'm
his success.
Still here.
Now, haven't we always said that hip-hop is competitive, right?
Yeah.
That's fine.
So if you get smoked, take the sales out of it, because that's what we use sometimes. If you get smoked, historically, that's going to be the story. You got smoked on said incident.
It depends on what kind of artist you are. So if you get smoked, tuck your tail, and don't come out with nothing that anybody can relate to anymore, yeah, you lose. This happened to Ja Rule, unfortunately.
Okay.
This happened to Lil Flip, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
You got to jab back or you got to come with proper material. He didn't have to do that because of his status. We talked about him being a pop star last week. So there's people that may have heard that don't care anything about that because he's still that dude. He's still got hella fans who ain't trying to hear Pusha T talk about him. They don't care if he won or not. They're still going to say, well, he did this and he did that. It doesn't really matter. He's not an artist that's going to affect.
This is an argument made by somebody who can tell. Like, look, some of y'all,
old man argument.
No,
man.
Some of y'all don't go outside.
Mm. Yeah,
and so you think this had a lot more impact than it did. You know, shout out to Ebro. Like, we're probably around the same age. I might be older than Ebro, but I'm outside all of the time.
Right, right.
And I'm telling you right now, that's going on more than 5 years ago. Because I remember we were going to talk about this on
almost
the podcast.
To the day, because it was around Indy 500 time.
Yep. Because we recorded it downtown at the pop up shop.
Yep. Yes,
with Margaret and Brandon. So shout out to them. And.
Yep.
At first, we were like, oh, man, Drake, he served Pusha T.
For that moment.
But then we literally heard the response before we started, 15, 20 minutes before we started to record the show. We had to change up the whole format of how we were going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm thinking about everything that's happened during that time, all the moments Drake has had since then. There's no cap. If anything,
he's going on a tour right now this summer, big stadium tour. Mind you, Pusha T did that. He had that energy towards Drake. And it was big hip hop energy. He's still not doing stadium tours unless he's with somebody else.
Now,
when he came here directly after that happening, he was at the Vogue. If Drake came here at that same time, Drake would be downtown
at the field house.
At the field house. Right. You know what I'm saying? There's a difference here.
It's just I get where Ebro is trying to say, but you know, like if you come a real like, first of all, think about it. After No Vaseline, that was in NWA.
What you think, Skis, in terms of Pusha T, and is any effect on Drizzy?
Absolutely not. Yeah, he said it's a major L, but people take losses. It doesn't affect the bottom line number. Like athletes, musicians, professionals, you're still getting paid. You still take the, you know, the dubs versus the L's, and many more W's than L's.
One person agreed with Ebro. They said Drake should have responded. He needed to respond the way he always used to. Similar to the way he responded to Meek and others. He low-key folded in one of the biggest moments. And as a Drake fan, it's a tough pill to swallow, but it's true.
You know what's funny about that, though?
Talk to me.
So on Drake's first commercial album, he said, or it might have been So Far Gone, I don't know, but I know he mentioned this. He said, if you make a diss song about me, I'm not replying. He did reply to the people he thought he could beat after that came out.
Mm-hmm.
He replied to Pusha too here and there.
Here and there.
But once he got stepped on, it was like, all right, let me go in. Now respond like I said initially.
Right.
When I first came out.
And also, when's the last time anybody said, let me go ahead and play that Pusha T diss against Drake just for fun? Like, back to back got to the point where it was being played in the club.
It was nominated for a Grammy.
You know,
a diss song was nominated for a Grammy.
You know, and you got to understand
that's kind of,
and this is the crazy thing for me. I've said this before, and I don't know if I've said it here, but I say the best diss records come from a place of admiration and love. That's why I hate Hit 'Em Up. That is a record that just comes from a dirty, nasty place. Like,
I still love it. I don't care. Ice Cube said that No Vaseline was the best diss song of all time.
Thoughts?
Yes, I think he has a real case for it, because like I said, not only did NWA not respond, but after that, NWA was a wrap. Everybody, I've seen people try to come, like even when you say with Ja Rule, he still had New York and Clapback.
He had a couple of joints after that.
He can still go on his legacy tour.
Yeah, he can still get out. He'd say, look, Ashanti, come on, let's go get this money, and he can still go get it. You know,
Irv ain't invited.
At all.
Because he's creepy.
But I just remember like, NWA, I don't remember no interviews.
Yeah.
I don't remember a whole lot of this back and forth after that. It was like he served NWA and that was the end of NWA. Like that's, if you really look at the dynamic of a lot of diss songs and why a lot of these people don't wind up being mortal enemies as they move forward in life and can actually get a little age on them, is because
they really like each other.
You know, like
it's respect.
Jay-Z diss Nas because he is a Nas fan, and Nas never got on any of his records. That's what that was.
Until after the
fact. So, you know, and once they actually saw each other, like, you know, it was, I remember Nas told the story.
Who had the sit down interview with them?
That was Sway.
Was that Sway?
I just remember when he said, look, man, like the first time I actually saw Nas after that, it was not that long after his mother had passed.
Yeah.
And Jay came up to me and he just said, hey, man, are you good? He's like, yeah, man, I'm all right. You know, he didn't want to beat him up or punch him in the face, you know, because at the end of the day, Jay-Z admires Nas.
Right. They millionaires.
You know what I'm saying?
At that time, now when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah. So, you know, I've always thought that when you really go into certain diss records, it's because these people admire each other. They might be jealous.
Right.
But it's also that jealousy, you know, a lot of times it manifests itself in a certain level of admiration. So
you said that No Vaseline is the GOAT, though. Right, as it relates to
that's what it is.
That's both of y'all.
For both the reasons I said. It comes from a place of love, but at the same time, it ended N.W.A.
What you think, Skiz? Go this record.
I'm gonna ride that one.
You gonna ride that one?
I'm gonna ride that one.
Yeah. Hit him up, man.
That was my first thought. Hit him up was my first thought.
Made me think somebody's gonna die behind this, and it actually happened. I remember thinking that.
Hit him up was tough.
And to be honest, like Cube was one person going after the whole clique. Like
by himself.
Hit him up is like, hey, I want to get all my boys on here to say mean stuff about you. And it really wasn't that song wasn't intended to have the impact. It wasn't a direct hit. Like it was so spread out.
Got you.
Because it was people who was like, oh, we're just riding for Pac. I don't even know these people to be dissing
exactly.
Like that.
Right.
Like I said, there's no love. There's no love there. It's just random insults.
Hey man, listen. If my brother cussing you out, I'm cussing you out.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly.
We'll figure it out at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? I understand that energy, but at the same time, it was extra and it was exciting at the same time.
I remember hearing hit him up and being like,
because remember it was the B side to How Do You Want?
How Do You Want It? Yeah.
You know, it wasn't on any Tupac album.
True.
Long said, because, where does The Bridges Over rank?
Good question.
The Bridges Over is up.
That's
there,
a good man. One, man.
It is.
And you talk about significance.
This is that's Bridges Over, South Bronx. Bridges Over, not a lot of love in South Bronx or Bridges Over now that I think about
What you think, Skiz? Bridges on the Bridges Over. Impact now. That's impact, right?
Yeah, impact. I mean, right now, I mean.
What he said about Roxanne Shanté, I was like, ooh.
You had to lay them out for me to remember them all?
Yeah, yeah.
So right now, that's number two.
Behind.
You're originally from New York, right?
Absolutely, and I hate that song.
Yeah. Wow.
I love it, but I hate it.
Gotcha.
Which part you from?
Left Rack City, Queens.
Left Rack City. Shout out to Nori.
Oh, okay.
That's Nori,
okay,
right? That's Nori, right? Nori's area?
Nah, Nori's Queensbridge. So
Queensbridge, okay.
So,
okay.
No, my bad. Nori is Capone and Noriega. I'm sorry. Yeah. Capone's from Queensbridge.
Nori's from?
Nori's Left Rack.
Left Rack, okay.
Kenny Smith's Left Rack. Kenny Anderson's Left Rack. Akinyele's Left Rack.
Okay. Stephen A. Smith is from Queens.
From Left Rack.
Not from Left Rack.
We don't want him.
Damn. Y'all kicking him out like that, huh?
He can come, but he got to go home.
He gotta be going by the streetlights.
Yeah, he gotta go.
Okay.
His daddy wishes we need to run.
Nate Jeezy says Dre Day is a hard diss.
It is.
It is. Yeah,
keep them coming because.
Once again, Dre Day is a level of love there.
Dollars and cents.
Because easy, brother easy.
Ooh, dollars
friend.
And cents.
Dollars
is,
and cents.
Okay, maybe not a lot of love
yeah.
there.
Yeah, but they love each other now. Though.
Yeah, exactly. It never came to a point where, like, one of them took each other out.
Overwhelming yeah. Slice says Eminem had a dope diss song against Benzino. Can't remember the name, but I do remember hearing that record.
That's not up there. That's not making nobody's top.
When they was ganging up on Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Like when Eminem and
Busta Rhymes.
Man, like they was slaughtering that man. Yeah.
Common to be in, you.
Yeah, there is love there because yeah. he
is
loved.
Is there love there?
He Common said out loud, is like, I was just so happy Ice Cube knew who I was.
Yeah.
Like, and when it came down to it, you know, they wound up being in a barbershop together.
Two mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in the second one. Yeah, you're right.
It was the third one.
The third one? I'm tripping. Sir. You're right. Yeah, Dre Day was fire, though. Dre Day was fire. Video was fire. Song was fire. All that was fire. I forgot about that one. Good call on that one.
Yeah, Wankster's up there, too. I mean,
I forgot about Wankster.
Ja Rule. Well, I mean, that ain't even the only record that he went at. That was just the first one.
No, the one that's on the what's the album Dre did the beat?
Which one?
I just remember like
diss record.
Yeah, there's a whole the diss record. I think it's like track number 10 on Get Rich or Die Trying. It sold enough records. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Back Down, brother.
Back
tonight.
Down. Back yes, Down. Back Down. It's a great. Maybe
yeah, that song is awesome.
Yeah.
South Bronx. But South Bronx.
I still think Ice Cube, because Ice Cube had a lot of built up anger and angst against N.W.A.
True. Years.
And he went completely nuts on them. And then even how it ends.
True.
How the song just ends and then, man, the beat fades out.
And there's still somebody just talking crazy.
Man, that is serious ish.
Did y'all ever hear somebody on your local radio station try to play No Vaseline and there's really not a good clean version of it?
No, that came out before they could even play that type of stuff on the radio.
This is the thing. St. Louis was wild. There was a, and it's like it wasn't a good edit at all, because it was like it would, all the curse words would be echoed out. But there were so many curse words that just ran into more curse words. And I was like, as a kid, I was like, don't do this ever again. Mm. Yeah.
No, nah, man, that's classic. Shout out to the chat for giving good
suggestions.
Shout out
to whoever was at Magic 108 in St. Louis back in the day and tried to play No Vaseline on the radio.
He said, stomp by Young Buck. He said, when Ludacris went at T.I.
That's Ludacris.
I remember Ludacris and the T.I. one. I remember that one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's...
I used to say the T.I.P. off my...
Yeah.
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 I remember that, and I remember T.I. and Shorty Low, rest in peace. I remember that one.
They actually got cool because both of them lost their dad, and that's what made T.I. and Ludacris cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I do remember Luke did a song where he dissed Kid and Play.
I never heard that. Now, you got me on that one.
Yeah, you got to look
it
up.
What you know about those
kids? I cannot say the name of the record.
Third Bass dissed MC Hammer, but yeah. MC Hammer was gangster, though, so.
Yeah, but Hammer had it coming.
Yeah, I would have left Hammer alone, though.
Because in the Pump It Up video, he decided he's going to diss all these rappers. Honestly, I have a whole theory to where, honestly, the whole East Coast, West Coast beef got kicked off by MC Hammer in the Pump It Up video. Okay. Go back and watch the Pump It Up video.
When he went to New York and was dancing and gyrating on the stage.
It wasn't even that. At one point... In the Pump It Up video, you know, Hammer's coming down the street all triumphant in a car. And then you see these dudes in these dusty white shirts and the Godfather hats. And they're like, what'd you do? Like, they making it seem like Run DMC was whacking passe. And look, he had some little words for these, you know, and at this point, like, you don't. Diss Run DMC made it possible for everybody to go out here and get this money.
That's a good
point.
So
it's like, oh, for you to diss Run DMC, everybody in New York took that personally. Mm. So Hammer kicked off a lot of this foolishness.
Just remembered, like, the most underwhelming diss song with the probably some of the best wasted production ever is New York, New York.
Oh.
Yeah, that is. And then they was kicking over buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was mean.
That was terrible.
After Tupac did Hit Him Up.
Terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was before Hit Him Up, because New York was on Dog Food, which
sure
was 94.
You're right. You're right. Yeah. You're right.
Sure was.
And terrible, terrible Hit 'Em Up way was to try to summer 96. New York City. And wasted that dope beat.
That beat is crazy.
I like that beat.
It's a good song, though.
It actually turned out to be a good record, though.
It's just terrible.
What he said, tonight I served. What do you say? Tonight I served 1,000 MCs. Yeah. The chat is still speaking. Long Kiss Goodnight by Big.
Good song.
And Kicking the Door. Long says Kicking the Door, kind of.
Because that was the Nas.
I've been dissing him. Long says, I feel like Sook the Shocker's ad-libs have been dissing him his whole career.
Hey.
Everybody thought Who Shot You by Big was to Tupac.
Right.
That was to LL Cool J.
Right.
I didn't hear it was to LL Cool J.
I thought I heard somebody say that, though. Yeah. Or am I tripping?
Because it's like, you know, basically he was talking about the old rappers get out the way. Because, like, it was after he did
Flavor Year.
And, like, basically Big was not a fan of that verse. Taking it back, that's why LL put out I Shot You after Who Shot You.
Yeah, I remember that. Now that you said that.
That was kind of a little back and forth between LL and Biggie.
How about that?
Look at Jay Moore dropping these gems.
Well, I think we need to holler at the partners real quick.
Let's go ahead and holler at the partners.
Thanks to our partners. Dr. Coleman of Coleman Dental is our go-to dentist. He's a longtime Indianapolis arts and music supporter located right in Broad Ripple. Printfinity is a screen printing shop based in Indianapolis, owned and operated by our own DJ J Diff. Our good friends at Indy CD and Vinyl operate one of the best record stores in North America. Shop new and used in their site or visit them in person. And the best way to support the new old heads is to visit our Patreon and become a member for as little as $3 a month. All details on newoldheads.com.
Shout out to the partners, as always. We appreciate the partners and want to continue our relationship with them. Thank you for everything that you guys do for us. Appreciate it. I missed a question in here, too, that the chat submitted. Somebody asked us about Simba's record to Ja Morant.
That's fire.
What we thought about it.
Which is basically everything.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
Love it.
It says something. It says what everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That dude is talented, man.
Yeah, Simba's really good.
Yeah. Shouts out to my Spotify. With Simba.
Yeah.
Hey, and he dissed Funk Flex while he was sitting right next to him.
Now that
for
was
talking
cold.
Crazy about Pac
that
while
was
he was
cold.
Dead.
Flex couldn't do nothing.
While he's sitting next to him,
yeah, Flex couldn't do nothing but laugh and apologize.
Yeah.
Now you know that took. That took balls to do that.
Hey, he was like, I'm about to get on your platform and diss you. You want me to rap? Okay. I got you. I got one for you.
Anytime you see Flex uncomfortable, like that's...
He was uncomfortable with him and he was uncomfortable with Tyler the Creator.
Yeah.
Me and Flex looking in the index for buff net just for some hot
I completely understand why you got.
Why would you go there?
What else we got?
All right, man. So check this out. Fat Joe is out here giving out good advice, but I don't know how it's going to be received. I actually like this one. He's basically telling rappers, get a job while you're aspiring on your way up to your career. Now, some people shun that. Some people think, you know, I'm out here hustling. I got to get to it and I don't need a 9-to-5. But Fat Joe says.
So if your man says he raps and he doesn't have a deal, meaning not a dollar coming in, not a show, not nothing going on there, there's a problem with that. It's called plan A, get a job. Plan B, hope you make it. This has never changed. Some guys be like, yo, I gotta get a regular job. Bro, you gotta get a job. If you got kids and you got this girl that got an apartment and y'all it up every day, you got to pay some bills. And a dollar in the dream, that buck that bought a bottle could have struck the lotto. Nah, not the buck that bought the bottle could have struck the lotto. Listen, your man say he rap and he on the couch all day talking about he can't get a real job, but he don't have $1, no fans, no nothing. Bro, you got to get a job. Ladies, come on now.
Yeah, but he's basically saying is there's nothing wrong with getting a job as you aspire and continue to go on throughout your career. I think that's dope advice. But I actually had a conversation with one of my cousins, little cousins, about this. And he's younger. He was a total opposite and was totally against this. He told me, and this shows you age and maturity
wisdom.
And wisdom. He was like, Mike, nah. He's like, a job is going to hold me back. I need to focus on this. I need to be able to expand my career. I need to be able to be free to do this, be able to do that. I'm like, bro, you have it all backwards. And Fat, when I saw this article, he's the first person I thought about. I think this is dope advice, but how do you all think it will be received? I don't think there's anything wrong with this. What do you think, Skiz?
Nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, who is getting deals like that these days?
Good point.
You know? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I think realistically it's good advice, but I also think it's situational. So
okay.
If you're in a situation where you can stay at home with your parents and have minimal bills or minimize your expenses, then by all means, but at some point, if you haven't made it by then, adulting must occur. Mm-hmm. So you could squeeze it in. And I also understand that there are some people that artistically like have to have that much space too. You still got to pay bills. So set yourself up. Manipulate somebody. I don't know what you do. Look, there's always a woman out here that will support the dream. You know.
Not for long, though.
I mean, look.
As long as she can be on the list.
Yeah. You got to understand, like, Kendrick been with his girl for I don't know how long. Like, that's what happens sometimes. If you believe in a dude who got a mixtape enough, you might be able to see the mountaintop.
Right.
But just all jokes aside.
I think this is dope advice, though.
No,
I really
do. I think it's excellent advice because, look, until your hustle can pay all your bills, it's a side hustle.
Right.
You know, and for a lot of times, rapping, DJing, look, me being a host in various clubs, that did not pay the bills.
Right. Right.
Okay. I always kept a job in corporate America or something.
I think sometimes it might be looked at as, and this is completely backwards to me, but I've heard this at some point. Some people will say, well, it's corny to have a job. Like, it's corny. Like, you're not a real hustler if you have a job. Or
the problem is people equate being a musician or an artist or a rap artist to being a natural hustler.
Right.
Some people are just good with words.
True.
You're not a hustler. You need that job to get you to when your mouthpiece is paying your bills. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a hustler to be a rap artist.
Right.
That's not in the 101. Okay, you got to follow all these steps in order to rap.
Right.
Now how it goes. We talked about NWA. The only hustler out of NWA was Eazy-E.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can figure out other ways. And there's, I don't understand why people frown upon getting a job to make a living. I mean, as a man, you should feel a certain type of way about that.
Right.
If I'm not eating the way I'm supposed to be eating, and I'm relying on somebody that she doesn't make that much money either.
Right.
And she's hoping that that you stay with her once you make it.
Right.
Because we know how that story ends.
True.
So, I mean, you just got to get for real out here, man. Everybody can't hustle up enough to eat more than ramen. And I hope you want more than that for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Ninth Wonder said, I was at a music conference out in Phoenix, Arizona, a long time ago, producer conference. And he was on a panel and excuse me, this was after everything was over and he outside mingling and just kind of talking and chopping it up. And the one thing that he said was, I'll never forget this. He was like, I had been with my girl, who was my wife at the time. He said, we met, they had been together since probably college. They had, he got kids and all that. He said his wife always supported his dreams and his goals as a producer. But he said it started to waver once his time didn't meet the money coming into the crib. So it's like, you're not, this is your passion, but it's not bringing money into this household for our daughter, for us to be productive and to sustain something. So that showed him that, yeah, it's cool to have a dream and it's cool to grind. But at the end of the day, the house got to get taken care of.
Look, Ninth Wonder is a success story. Look, because of my work schedule being weird,
yeah,
I'll be looking at these judge shows.
Yeah.
And it's nothing like, and every time it's a divorce or somebody getting sued or somebody needs some, it's always somebody be like, well, the Judge Mathis or Judge Lynn or whoever would be like, so what do you do for money?
Right.
Like, oh, I rap.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's,
yeah.
And they'll spit these little nasty bars in the courtroom.
Nasty bars.
And it's like, man.
Not too short nasty.
I'll hear them and be like, oh, man, you definitely need to get a job. Make sure you take care of your household because this is not going to work for you.
You need to go ahead and sign up for Popeyes.
Come on, man. There are so many. And we talked about this, how sometimes talent just isn't enough.
True.
You know, I know so many talented people who, work in corporate America, might work at Amazon, because it's not that they have a lack of talent.
Right.
It's sometimes between a lack of opportunity. Sometimes lightning just doesn't strike.
Or they have some sense about themselves.
They do have some sense about themselves. And they got to realize until this actually, I remember this cat from St. Louis. I used to try to push a little bit. Like, he was a barber. He had some good music, but he's like, yo, I'm gonna cut this hair until this rap starts paying my bills.
True.
And I think that's a realistic way to look at things. Like I said, if you are young and maybe your parents believe in your dream and you can live with them for a little while,
right.
But even then, that gets to be old because they'll be like, look, are you in here eating up all my food and you're a grown man?
Right.
This is getting old. And then, like, like I said, we joked about it a little bit earlier, but women are not built to be taking care of a man for an extended period of time.
True.
Especially if you have a child. So you can't say, yeah, I've been in the studio all night and I sleep all day and I gotta feed my creativity, and you're not feeding the household. Yeah. There's certain things that don't work in real world.
Go ahead, Skis.
I just say men.
Okay, yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
There's some female rappers out here.
And right now, it's still a situation where, like, these young ladies who are rapping, they out here getting it, and they got dreams too, and they looking for somebody to support their dream.
Hey. Absolutely.
If you have jobs that you can literally get by just signing up to do something and having a legit license,
right?
You can go deliver some Amazon.
Yeah.
You can do some Instacart.
Yep.
You can do some Ubering. You can do any of that type stuff.
Can rap all day.
All day.
All day.
Go out, get you a couple blocks, and be a man about yourself and still do your thing.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's no way you should sit up under anybody as a man or a woman, like you said, and not want to earn your keep.
Hustling.
You're trying to do or chase your goals.
You said something that was very potent when you talked about the rap starter kit. Like, it doesn't involve hustling, because hustling is glorified so much in hip hop. You think about, I remember when Jay first came out, I was like, man, dude came into it 100 grand strong. He was hustling. And we see so many people with that story that comes in.
Too many cameras out here. You can't do that no more.
Thank you. It's like,
you can, you just gotta be
smart about it?
Well, I'm not going to condone it on here, but there's people that know how to do it, and they do it the right way, and they get out of it.
True.
But there's also people that fiddle-faddle with it because they think it's the thing to do, and that's just not them.
That part.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Look, you can hustle. Like, we have this almost negative connotation to hustling.
Right.
Because we feel like it's got to be, you got to be on a corner. No, hustling could be like, okay, when I see kids selling bottles of water on a hot day, that's hustling.
Right.
Okay. If you work in a restaurant, you're like, yo, I'm going to make sure I take care of more tables than anybody. That's hustling.
That is. But in the same token, the reason why I brought it up is because they don't look at that as hustling.
Right.
They look at that as having a job.
Right.
They want to do the sexy hustling where I'm out, I don't have a job, I'm moving this and I'm moving that.
Right.
And I look like one of these rappers out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I look like the you know what I'm saying? The checklist. I'm checking stuff off of what I'm supposed to look like out
as
here.
A quote unquote rapper.
As a quote unquote rapper.
Yeah.
You know, instead of just like, instead of actually going out and like, you know, you get a job where you work and getting commission and you could actually look, that's how I saw hustling when I was, you know, especially when I was doing sales. I was like, okay, I'm gonna get in here. I need to sell this many of this, this many of that, because I know what I'm making hourly, but I also know what my lifestyle is at and what I like to do. And I like having things. So I need to get in here and get after it. I felt I was hustling.
Right.
You know, a lot of y'all think hustling is gotta be illegal. You out here stealing out of women's purses. That's not hustling. That's not hustling. You just a criminal. You know what I'm saying? You know, you out here taking, y'all be like, I stole 6 catalytic converters today. That's not hustling. You're just a criminal.
You bragging about making the most by doing the least.
Yeah. So, you know, I just want there to be, if anybody who's young and listening is like, look, the hustle is one thing, but you can be somebody who's out here. If you have a job where if you just do the bare minimum, all right, you just take home what you take home.
Right.
But there's a lot of jobs out here. If you really want to hustle and get after it, you can live good if you just have the energy and the wherewithal to do it. And then you can put that extra time that you have into your dream and, you know, still be able to be, you know, a man or woman.
Right.
Take care of all your business and also pursue your dream. I think that's what it is. I think people think, oh, I either got to work or pursue my dream. You can do both.
Right.
And a lot of times you have to do both.
A lot of people ain't out here trying to be the best rapper either.
Right.
They just want to get on. So you got a lot of time on your hands. If you just want to pin some catchy stuff here and there.
Right.
You're not writing all day. You know what I'm saying? And the status quo shows that, because the most popular stuff out there is not as involved as a lot of other hip hop was, or music in general. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have to put away some time in order to be a thriving human in today's civilization. It is what it is.
True.
I'm not mad at that. When I saw this, I was so glad that he said this, because it's just looked down upon by so many people, and there's nothing corny about what he said. Like, take care of your business until it's time for you to, you know, be able to quote unquote start your business. You know what I'm saying? Because you hustling backwards if you just out here chasing a pipe dream, and like Terry said, acting like you something that you're not. Because 9 times out of 10, that ain't even end well, if we being honest.
Sniff around and find out.
Yeah. Because, you know, and the thing is, this is the crazy thing. We've seen rappers who are on things slow down.
Yeah.
They wind up, instead of going to drive Uber like Big Pooh did.
He said it openly. Yep.
They're like, well, let me get to robbing these banks like Steady B and Cool C.
Or like more recently, what's his name? The one with the one eye.
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap, during the pandemic.
Show money dried up.
Got caught up on some drug charges.
Yep.
And is now has to do at least 7, I believe. At least 7 years.
I didn't know it was 7.
At least.
But, you know, this is a lot of times these rappers become the bank for their crews.
Yeah.
And you start thinking, man, I don't want.
Because their crew is extorting them.
Yeah. Well, their crew is extorting them.
Or then,
like, you know, you got people around you who you love, you care about, but they don't have any actual marketable skills. And so, you know.
Keyword MC Hammer. Let's bring it back to him.
Shoot. Yeah.
Tie him all the way back in.
Shoot. Ja Morant. But, you know, we already talked about him.
Yeah.
But here it is. It's like, now you don't want to let these people down. You don't want them. And so you wind up taking penitentiary chances, you know, because Fetty Wap probably had enough money to take care of himself. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't want to let down all these people. Like, and he was doing stupid stuff like buying people, you know, Phantoms. It was like, do they have enough money to keep up the oil changes on a Phantom? Do they have enough money to keep up the insurance on a Phantom? Like, you've created another bill for yourself. Back. Yeah. It,
take that loss.
Into depreciating assets.
That's always been a conversation in hip hop that I've had with, you know, multiple conversations about is accountability from a standpoint of people that quote unquote make it. Are they required to bring everybody with them? Because a lot of people think that. And I'm like, yo, that is you're not required. Everybody can't come. That's what I always say. Everybody can't come with you. And I just feel like there's a section of the world that thinks you are responsible for everybody that you grew up with, that your 16th cousin and all these other people. You don't want to be that person, bro.
Like, you ain't even responsible to your direct family. You know what I'm saying? To have to do that. Now, I hope your relationship is good enough to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't have, if I came into a lot of money.
Right.
Absolutely. My family is set.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? My core family, and they know who they are.
They know.
We're set.
Right.
But that doesn't mean my cousin, distant cousin, who I ain't seen 20 years, or somebody I don't even know.
Somebody who doesn't know when your birthday is.
Exactly. Right. I'm not responsible for that.
Right.
But I am responsible for this core, and we going to make it happen. And that's just that. It is what it is. But you can't bring everybody. And everybody from the neighborhood definitely ain't coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, but I talk. They expect it, right?
They expect it. Yeah. But the thing is, we talked about this a little bit, and you know, just to take it back to what we talked about with LeBron James, the people he brought with him all could do something.
Yeah.
You know,
he empowered them to
be able to do something. That. It's like, we're going to learn. We're all going to learn how to fish instead of someone just giving us fish.
Right.
All right. And that's where a lot of people get them. You know, because if you're going to have some homies and you're going to bring them along, just don't be out here buying shoes and dinners and all this. Like, even if you do something like, hey, all right, I'm going to buy these Subways. Y'all can manage it and learn how to do business. Y'all got to actually do business. You can't sell dope or fight dogs out of the back. You know, you have to actually do business.
And buy the shoe store.
Yeah.
Jordan's son couldn't ball, so he got him a shoe store.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then that's when, you know, I remember when we talked about how, you know, unfortunately, many of these rappers have passed either through some sort of recklessness or just violence or, you know, people setting them up, this, that, and the third. You know, that's when we get into the conversation. I said, like, if we reframe things, instead of saying, oh, you killed this individual, it's like, no, when you kill a rapper, you're burning down a black business.
Oh,
you know, so when we talk about it in that way, because think about all the people who are no longer being fed.
True.
All the people who, you know, it could be the guy who you grew up with who does beats, the guy who you grew up with who's good on the computer and he can freak like the graphic design.
Right.
You know, the guy who actually understands marketing because he might have been in the streets and he applies that street knowledge to corporate ethos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, when we sometimes we just have to look at things in a bigger picture and slow down a little bit. Right. I know we just got this lump of money, but we don't have to go buy a Maybach today.
Today.
You know,
yes, we do.
You know, and then realize. And then when you realize them shows start drying up, people be like, wait a minute. It costs $5,000 just to change the oil. What are we doing here?
Right.
And I might be overstating that a bit. But that's the thing. A lot of times people wind up buying these luxury items and they think, oh, I forgot. I got to pay taxes on this.
There's maintenance that comes with this car, sir.
Hey, give me an old school. And some property.
You buy a Range Rover, you just can't put Prestone into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some special mineral oil and it costs $800 to change out the coolant in your Range Rover. And you didn't account for that because you haven't come from that. And, you know, like I said, we just got to slow down a lot of times, you know, when we do get there. But, you know, if we're not there yet, keep a job, man. Keep some tax money. And so it makes sense. You know, to Uncle Sam, because they're going to get their money one way or another. They're going to get it on the front end or the back end, but they're going to get it.
Yeah. No, that's real, man. That's real. Like I said, man, that's my motto. Everybody can't go. I ain't saying I'm going anywhere. I'm just saying everybody can't go.
No, that's and you want to do for people. You know, you see the story happen. Like I said, as we talk about MC Hammer, all the other stuff aside, it's a cautionary tale.
True.
Because had he just said, okay, I'm going to take care of my wife, my children, my immediate family, the people who are actually doing work that's bringing money into MC Hammer Incorporated, he'd have been fine.
I understand with Hammer. I understand. He talks about it. You know, they travel with so many people. So he's like, man, you know, I'm making sure these people are paid. They got families too. They're traveling with me. They're, you know, he used to have 20, 30 people on stage, background dancers, all that. He was feeding those people.
But he was paying people to do nothing.
True. That was the problem. That part.
And maybe,
yeah,
you know, somebody's cousin might have got shot and he's like, come on, let's go on the road.
Right. So that's dope. I mean, he's giving back, so I get it. But my thing is, I'm just, like I said, man, everybody can't go, man. And it's just, and from an obligation standpoint, it's like, you're not obligated to do that. I just don't, I've never agreed with that. To Terry's point, when he talked about his immediate family and everything, yeah, we're going to take care of that. We good. We stay. We're straight. And they know who they are. And that's that, you know? So, but now Fat Joe, that's, he gets the gold star for this one. I rock with this.
No matter how talented you are, whoever's listening, if you have a job, please keep it. Just because you start to get a little bit of attention through Instagram, Twitter or whatever, you know, likes don't translate to money.
Oh,
unless you thought.
Yeah, well,
what'd you say, Terry? It's one way.
It's one way, and that's the way. And if that's not your way, then it's not the way.
Figure it out another way.
Unless you
start a job with a 401k, that was a bar.
You know, I've had, you know, posts and things I've done on internet get 100,000 likes, and I still was like, ooh. Let's see how T-Mobile gonna get this money. T-Mobile sending me them threatening texts, be like, "Hey, dog, you know it's time for you to send that money in.
Hey, you know you grown.
You know we gonna. We gonna cut this off today."
Man, I put my phone on just take it out automatically. I don't even see it no more.
Sometimes it pains you to see it come out. I just like y'all come get it. The only one.
I just set it up for the automatic joint. Just so don't even see it. Every month on the same date. Just go ahead and take it.
It feel better that way, don't it? You don't have to see.
I ain't got to think about it.
This is how I knew at one point that, you know, not right now. I still got to watch out. but at one point when I was, you know, making a significant amount of money, I just thought, okay, this is not. I felt like I had made it when I put basically all my bills on autopay.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, whenever they take the money, it's cool.
It's going to be in there.
It's going to be in there. I ain't got to worry.
It's there. Man,
yeah, a few bumps in the road. I was like, all right, let's take off that auto pay.
let's rethink this.
They still gonna send me the bill anyway. I'll figure it out.
He said he had a couple bumps in the road. He was like, nah.
Yeah, it's like, nah, we not doing that, fam.
Yeah, auto pay is good if you got it.
If you got it,
save you some money too.
Yeah, sometimes sometimes the thing is, like, some of them bills, it doesn't offer you any incentive to pay online or pay auto pay. I was like, at least knock $5 off of this for not
telling you.
No. Now they start charging if you pay online.
Verizon knock a whole $20-$30 off if you set it up on automatic. I need that.
Yeah.
But low key, that's the play, ain't it?
But that's the crazy thing. Like, now doing, you know, the business I do, one of my vendors, I'm like, why are y'all charging me 2 or 3% to pay this online as opposed to giving you a check? Doesn't it cost you more time and energy to process this check?
Right.
And
right.
Like, sometimes, like, you know, the order I have is for several $1,000s. That 2 or 3% get to adding up. I was like, y'all can just come get this check and take it to the bank and do what you gotta do.
I can go to the bank, get some checks for the low, and just send y'all a check if that's how y'all want to rock. It's probably just because they ain't got their stuff updated.
But
they ain't got their stuff updated.
Technology updated.
So what it is when you send the electronic payment to them, it's charging them a certain percentage. So they're making you pay that percentage that is charging.
Oh, the credit card fee, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I was like, y'all got to process this check. You got to give it to somebody. You got to pay all these people to get this check.
That's what they
want to
do.
It's because recycles. So
you don't auto pay, ain't you?
Actually, I'm not, because my bank used to have it set up where I could set the date and the amount and the where it was going to go. They would send out checks on my behalf.
Oh, that's tough.
It's all electric, like all electronic now. So I can't. I have to go in and hit them as a payee to send the money. It doesn't automatically.
Okay. But you know what's crazy? Like, when's the last time any of y'all even wrote a check? Like, had to write a check?
Man, it's been
not too long ago.
But this is the wild thing. I'm thinking, you
know, it's been years for me.
While I'm sitting here, you know, on behalf of my business writing checks, I was like, since they don't teach cursive in school anymore like that, how are these people writing checks? Is that just going to be something that's a complete lost art? Are y'all going to be putting block lettering on these checks when you get them? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, that's part of why you learn cursive, so you could write out, you know.
I haven't written in cursive in.
You don't sign your name in cursive?
I saw my signature. Yeah,
but I have a signature.
Cursive.
Mine's sloppy though.
My signature is more like art. It's not really. You can't really tell what it is.
Yeah, mine more scribble.
Radically cursive.
Yeah.
Still cursive. You can't write. You can't write.
When did they cut that off?
Teaching cursive?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah. You couldn't write in actual cursive that we were taught. You can't write in cursive right now.
I can.
Why wouldn't I be able to write in cursive?
I did it today at the barbershop. Excuse me, y'all. I guess y'all like I'm sorry. I guess y'all write in cursive.
It's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to do it, you never forget it.
I want you to write me a letter in cursive.
No, why would I write you a letter?
You know what? You know what? If somebody, because like I said, I'm writing out numbers, but there's certain things I'm just out of practice. Like, if you told me to write a cursive Q, I might be lost.
Thank you. Slowly. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. That's all I say.
I can write a cursive Q.
I want you to write me a letter in cursive, man.
No.
Cursive writing is actually kind of elegant.
Yeah, think man.
About it. If you
it
have is. Decent
But I want Terry to write it with a drink. Yeah. You got to dip the pen in.
That's what a quail pen. Going
write yes, with, I want, write I want one of those, yeah.
Yeah so why would somebody do that? You're going to calligraphy.
Yeah, you want,
can you
that's
do
more
that?
Calligraphy. No, I'm not skilled
that's
in calligraphy.
That's a different type of skill set.
Yeah, it's not. They didn't teach us that in school. You didn't learn calligraphy.
I'm just saying, man. There's some people out there that got calligraphy.
My mom used to know I do that a little bit.
You sound like you're about to ask for the damn feather.
I would like him to write me a letter with a feather
about
pen.
About what? About how you need to chill.
just to frustrate him at that. Yeah. Man, I see him dipping in the ink and writing a letter. Yeah, probably a lot of curse words in it. All right, man.
Curse words and cursing.
Yep.
Curse. Oh, you a rapper now?
Bars.
Hey, yo, shout out to the chat, man. The chat has been cutting up all night. We appreciate y'all as always. Shout out to the homie Skits for coming through, man. We appreciate you as well, brother.
Hey, thank you, gentlemen, for having me. I just really, really hope that I was able to fill Lone shoes. And I know he's got longer, more bony feet. But, I just hope I was able to fill his shoes at least, you know, decently.
Yes, man.
As always, newoldheads.com for all the education you need this year. If you see it, like it, subscribe, sign up for it. Check out our Patreon as well. And I think Skits is going to be providing us something to raffle here soon once we figure out what we're going to do with it. So
yeah, I'll throw in a few, actually. But yeah, we're going to start with the Blacklight Jimi Hendrix joint.
Yeah, so sign up for Patreon.
Yeah, sign up for Patreon because that's the only way you'll be able to get into the raffle for the Funko Pop.
And honestly, if I hear back that, you know, there was a nice increase and some activity, I'll throw in some extras.
Look at that. Look at God.
Well, we really appreciate it, man. Shout out to the chat as always. We appreciate the support. And we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Yes. Yes.